It sounds complicated, but it is not. I mean, once one gets through it and enters into the vocabulary, it brings simplicity and clarity in a rather in a surprising and amazing way. So here is the...
So, first, thank you to EBA for putting a spotlight on other design approaches for impact evaluation than experimental and statistical approaches. Much appreciated, much needed. And I would like to, what I would like to focus on in, is to highlight some things from your report that was very good, that I find as very important for me from a commissioning perspective and useful, and then also provide some comments in the end as well. So what I've appreciated with the report is that you put QCA in a context, that it's you stress that it's one tool, it's not the tool, and that what I bring with me as well is that it's the evaluation questions that always guides the evaluation design. It's not that you choose a method and then you let that guide the evaluation design. So I think that is really important to always keep in mind. And I also like that you have the two perspective, the specialist view in the report and also from the commissioning side. And I also enjoyed, maybe that is a strong word, enjoyed chapter two, even though you wrote that more for the specialists, that the evaluators. But it's very useful for the opportunities and the pitfalls, also from a commissioning perspective and the quality assurance to understand the complexity of the method, even though you say that it's a fantastic world that opens up with simplicity once you get into it. But still, so it's a really pedagogical presentation that I appreciated. Then I work with CEDA. It's the development cooperation context. Those of you that has worked in that context knows that it's complex. The processes are dynamic, they're nonlinear, they're unpredictable. You talked about that as well. And what I like with QCA is that it allows a combination of courses that could lead to change. So, and it addresses context, the how and why, so the qualitative aspects of it. So I really appreciate that, and I see a lot of opportunities, and I look forward during the workshop to learn more about some questions and so on that I have. And then to some comments then from CEDA's perspective, and maybe to add to that list of requirements that you went through there, from a commissioning perspective, because there's a lot of considerations that you have to consider when you choose the type of evaluation that would be feasible or not, and that is capacity, context, and utilization. And when it comes to capacity, CEDA, we the partners that we work with, it's institutions and organizations with very limited institutional capacity, and M&E capacity in itself is also very limited from the perspective of being aware of what M&E entails, where it's placed within the organization, and the weight that you give to it, where you, and also on the individual level, to find M&E specialists, and where they're placed within the organization also, if they're in there with the planning and the management, or if they're kept somewhere and they're just called in when it's time for an annual report. So the capacity is very important when you're thinking of commissioning an evaluation. What type of evaluation? What is actually feasible? And then that the capacity issue also, of course, goes for CEDA as an agency as well. Our program managers, they're not employed because they're M&E specialists. They have to master a lot of competences. It's their thematic competence that is usually the core why you get employed. But then you have to master a number of different issues. And we currently work with internally how we can provide better in-house support when it comes to M&E to our program managers. So that is also the capacity side of it. What is feasible? What type of evaluation would be feasible? And then the context. Impact evaluations are demanding for all stakeholders involved when it comes to capacity and resources for the whole evaluation process. And from an aid perspective, aid effectiveness perspective, it's very important that we as donors really coordinate what is going on, what is planned, who's doing what, so that we don't go through unilateral with something. So we put extra weight on partners and different institutions. So donor coordination is really important also when you think about if it's feasible with an impact evaluation or not. And then utilization. CEDA, we work with our partners. We support our partners. They're in the driver's seat. They are responsible for planning, for implementation, for the monitoring and evaluation. But as I said earlier, the institutional capacity is usually quite limited, so we support them in that. And it's a delicate balance because ownership is important. And it's a delicate balance if you're supporting your partner, for example, in drafting terms of reference and not taking it over. And why that is important is because that is crucial for the utilization of the findings. If you find that, if you feel that you have ownership of the evaluation process and the product, then you're more likely to actually act on the findings that you have. So those are some issues that I think is important from the commissioning perspective, what type of evaluation would be feasible or not. And then just concluding that I have some questions that maybe is more for the workshop later, but the importance of theory of change and having a robust theory of change, that is usually what's lacking in most of our intervention and the programs that work with. Results framework are weak. The result chains are usually very simplistic. You don't dive into the critical assumptions and explore those and so on. So that is usually the reality we work with, and poor baselines, poor data collection and so on. So what can you cook and use with that starting point? And then also this with generalization and contextual issues, because usually from our evaluations, I mean, more or less it's, well, in this particular context, it worked like this. And sometimes it's also, it boils down to individual level. Well, this succeeded because it was a very charismatic and good program manager, for example, or something could fail because it's on the individual level. So how you deal with that, and also how you categorize and classify what is similar and comparable. How do you determine if something is similar or not? So maybe those are questions later for the workshop and so on, but those were the ideas that I had when I went through the report.